would be no great big problem creating approximately 150 jobs or even more. And the marine sector, it's certainly no problem if the governments would actually open their colleges for the retraining of fishermen, i.e. in their National Fishery College in Greencastle and their National Maritime College in Cork.
And that would be a simple enough process if the will was there.
If the will is there, like, you know, the governments will always tell you the reason they can't do it. But, I mean, if the will is there, that can happen. Like, the jobs are out there. The calibre of people that have been sitting doing nothing for the last while in the fishing industry are very well qualified in their own right, but they need that little bit more qualifications to go into slightly different disciplines and different, but it's still marine work, like they're well used to it.
This could have been very positive. The people you talk about were listening to the radio saying, hold on, yeah, this could be me, I could be retrained, but now once again it seems that two deputies in Donegal are just kicking this between each other and nothing may end up being done. Is that frustrating?
Yeah, it's very frustrating when you watch two people in your own county, like, you know, bickering at one another, like of Deputy McHugh and Deputy Blaney. But, I mean, in fairness, what they should be doing is getting together and make this happen. Now, this is not just a Donegal issue. This, we're talking about Ireland as a nation. We're a maritime nation, and I do believe that Dáil Éireann forget that at times. We have a lot of resources on our coast, a lot of people that are sitting doing nothing at the moment. We need to actually get out there. Like, we can get these jobs. It's not a problem. Like, and people in government have to give a helping hand to the people that want to do this.